Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to us and whenever you're listening on the World Wide Web or live right there in Rhode Island right now on WARL. This is Nicole Whitney and you're now tapped into News for the Soul. That's life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's going to be an interesting hour. If you miss any of it, newsforthesoul.com is where you go to hear it all free whenever you want. Over and over if you like, as many do. 5 years of shows are there, newsforthesoul.com. Right now, we're going to bring on our guest. Dr. Lynn is back. He joined us recently. Yeah, for those of you who heard the new Real Miracles show that I did with Greg Norman from Running on Empty. And he is back today to walk us through something that was, I've had so much questions and email coming in from that show because people were just dumbfounded by this process that Dr. Len came on to talk to us about. And, you know, in particular, the results he's had, real world, dramatic results with a simple process that can change your life. So that's perfect news for the soul, I figure. So let's bring him on. We're going to talk to Dr. Lynn about Ho'oponopono. I hope I'm finally saying that right.
Perfect.
Well, yay.
Perfect.
I practiced all day, Dr. Lynn.
You must be a Hawaiian at heart.
Well, I had to work pretty hard. But yeah, I really want to welcome you back to News for the Soul.
Thank you.
I'm really excited about finding out more about this, putting this out there so that people know about Ho'oponopono. There, I've said it twice now. And, you know, it's just such an amazing story. But let's give them that a bit, like a soundbite of what we talked about the first time with your experience. I mean, your example of how this works when you were at Hawaii State Hospital in 1967.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is there a place where you want me to start?
Yeah, like what happened when you were using this in 1967 at Hawaii State Hospital?
Okay. I was there from 1983 to 1987. And the process is very simple. There are two things that we just pay in mind. Number one is that each of us are really a creation of the divine. So our being or our mind is perfect in that we are a replication of the divinity, which is represented by the void and the infinite. So given that information, then the question is, what is the problem? And so the problem is a memory replaying in the subconscious mind. And so what we do when we do the Ho'oponopono, when I have clients or work with people, I ask myself, what is going on in me that I experience this person or this situation in such a way, knowing that I'm perfect, that person is perfect, so what is this problem going on? Well, imagine that the mind is like a canvas, and on that canvas of the mind is painted a stain, and that stain is a memory, so it's left there on the subconscious mind, and when it gets triggered, it replays a past experience. So a problem is a memory replaying a past experience. And so the Ho'oponopono is an appeal to the divinity to cancel that memory that replays problems. So before going to work at Hawaii State Hospital, I would ask the divinity, what is going on in me that I experience? And I lift all the patients in the hospital. I go through everyone looking at what comes up that I need to let go of. And as I let go of them, that one of the things happened within probably a year and a half, all of the seclusion rooms were, in fact, then shut down. But usually, when I came on board, all the seclusion rooms had patients in them, patients who were designated as as violent. So as I began to work on whatever was going on me that I shared in common with them, that I experienced them being that way, as I asked divinity to erase those, then I got clear, they got better, and over the 4 years that I was there, many of them went home.
Wow.
Many of them, instead of being in shackles, because maybe four or five were always in shackles at the wrist or at the ankle walking the ward, and I began to just insistently do my cleaning on what is going on in me, what is the shared memories that I have with them that I'm experiencing problems on the ward. And I began to just work on those, asking divinity to cancel them. I got clear, and then things began to slow down. So the shackles went, the seclusion rooms went, and it got more quiet. People stayed shorter periods of time.
That's what's so amazing to me about this story, is you're not talking about, you know, sort of general getting along in life things.
No.
You're talking extreme situations where, criminally insane.
Yeah, let's be more specific. Really, the criminally mentally ill, really a big problem, simply because we as therapists keep thinking that we're here to save people, when actually we're here to be clear ourselves, to heal the memories in us that we share in common with other people. And as those memories get canceled, people just get better. Yeah.
Did people know what you were doing at the hospital?
No. It took probably a year and a half, and one of the things they noticed, I heard that before I came on board, the psychologists lasted like about a month, and then they were gone. And so what I got after staying on the ward, just beginning the ward, I heard kind of through the grapevine, they're saying, oh no, just another pothead coming in and going to show us and create more problems by changing the program. But I didn't do any of that. I just worked on myself, on whatever was going on me before I showed up, while I was there, and then when I left. So I was incessantly working on common data that we experience as problems, yeah.
I mean, that must have got their attention.
Well, I think it probably took a few months, and then maybe about a year later, people began asking, what is going on in the ward that the ward is so quiet? And then at some point, I taught several of the staff and a couple of the patients how to do this. But I'm more interested in being 100% responsible. I'm not interested in telling other people to be. I'm interested in being clear so that my life is peaceful, clear, and less confusion. And if people decide they want to learn this stuff, and which I teach around the world, then I do it. But I'm more interested in being 100% responsible in my own life. And if I do that, my life will be fine. Yeah.
Did the hospital change the way they were doing things after you left?
Well, that ward is no longer in use anymore. Yeah. It's down.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just so amazing.
I haven't been there in almost 20 years, so I don't know what the place was like. But you know, again, bottom line is that we notice that every time that we are there, there's a problem. Yeah, I mean, we're never not there when there's a problem, when there's not a problem. So when a problem arises, we just notice we're always there. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I'm always, you know, as I'm talking to you, I'm working on, I'm asking divinity, okay, we're on the air, we're going to be talking to a lot of people, so I would like to make amends for whatever I have in common to all the people who are experiencing any problem. That's the only reason why I'm here, because peace begins with me. And so I practice that, or I try, and I stumble a lot of times, but that's my practice, yeah.
Well, this seems like sort of the extreme version of of those concepts. I mean, I know a lot of people would say they do that, but that's such an extreme example of results of this. I mean, to take responsibility for someone else's criminal energy.
No. We're not taking responsibilities for somebody else's criminal act. What we're taking responsibility for are common memories. For example, it's research already shows that in any given second, there are 11 million pieces of information going, and we're only aware of 15 of them. And we make judgments on the 15. Whereas I don't know what's going on. I'm just saying to the divinity, you know, if something's going on in me that I'm experiencing these people being a certain way, I would like to let that go. And that's the old story, by letting go and you change the world in you, of course, then everything else changes. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So that's easier to get than that was one of my stumbling blocks when I heard this story, and we talked the first time, was how do you get to a place where you can truly kind of, I'm responsible, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a tough road to travel because the intellect is so insistent that, at least my intellect is so insistent that when a problem comes up, my intellect is always looking for blame. It's looking for somebody else, a source outside of me for the cause of whatever the problem is going on. But it never works. This is why psychiatric theories never work, because the way I was trained is that you are there to help somebody else. But when I came across Morna, who taught me how to do this, Morna says, oh no, you're only here to bring peace to your own life. And if you bring peace to your own life, then everything around you will find its own place and its own rhythm, its own peace. So that's what my life is all about. Yeah. So I have clients in Germany, in Belgium, in Hawaii. So when they email me, I'm just looking at what's going on in me that they should express or experience this problem. And so what is it that I can cancel? Well, I don't know what to cancel, but I know divinity in me, who created me and who knows everything. I can appeal to that source in me to cancel whatever is going on in me that I experience problems in.
So what have you done with this?
I'm sorry?
What changes have you made using this Ho'oponopono?
Well, first of all, you discover that it's none of your business not to be intrusive in people's lives, to give advice, to give any, all of that. And you just notice, at least in my life, I have two daughters. I notice if I'm visiting with them and they're expressing like being down or being unsure, then I have to ask myself, what is going on in me that I experience that? Because, you know, the mind is incredible. The mind never gets anything as it is. It gets a replication of it. So in the mind has a model of the way things work, but they don't work that way. Yeah, it's the memory that's saying to the mind, here's what's going on, but that's not what really going on. Because if we knew what was really going on, we wouldn't have all these problems. Yeah.
So we don't need to really even know what's going on in someone else then.
Well, we don't know. So I'm making the point that Benjamin Libet at the University of California, San Francisco. What his research shows is that decisions are made for us before we even decided, because there are unconscious memories going on. Millions and millions of them are making decisions for us. Decisions to have cancer, decisions to have this. And since I'm not aware of them, I would like to talk to the source who is aware of them and who can cancel them. And so moment by moment as I talk to you, I'm canceling. I'm saying, I don't know why I'm on this interview. I don't know who the people who are listening, but if I have common problems with them, I would like to make amends for them. Yeah. So I'm not doing the healing. So I want people to be clear. It's the process allowing the divinity who, in fact, created me and created everything and who knows everything. I'm going back to that source and saying, I don't know what's going on, but I feel bugged, and I would like to let that go. Yeah.
Wow. Well, how about this? How about we get one of our commercial breaks out of the way?
Sure.
And then let's come back, and maybe you can walk us through how, you know, a step-by-step example of how to do this. We're talking to Dr. Lynn today. You can find the website about Ho'oponopono. I'm going to say it like a whole bunch of times now that I'm saying it right.
Perfect. Yeah.
And it's ho'oponopono.org, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
And that's Ho'oponopono.
Yes.
Okay, .org. There you go. And we're going to come back and walk through an example of Ho'oponopono. And, this is, if it can change that, what can't we do? My goodness. don't want to miss this. If you miss any, newsforthesoul.com is where you get to hear the show later. If you're driving in your car there and you're going, ah, I have to go, come join us on the web later, and we'll be back in 2 minutes with more for the rest of you. Hi everybody, this is Nicole, and I recently experienced an illumination intensive with Satyan Raja, which was amazing. I had a direct experience with something that I'd like you to be able to experience if you can. Here's Satyan to tell you more.
Hi, it's Satyan. Have you ever yearned to know what enlightenment is and to experience it for yourself without having anyone tell you what enlightenment is or hearing it from outside? Well, you have a real opportunity to experience enlightenment for yourself, totally free, and all you have to do is go to our website at illuminationintensive.com. We're offering a 5-day amazing full-on workshop, which is no charge and tuition, and I guarantee you, you'll find a way to awaken to your deepest nature, to live from your deepest authenticity, and to know and live who you are so that you're living your life from the part of you that's totally free. Once again, I welcome you to illuminationintensive.com. See you there.
Would you like to learn how to bend metal with the power of your mind for free? We've put together an amazing spoon bending kit that is for real. Life-changing audio that is not available anywhere on this site, and a video instruction step by step that absolutely will teach you how to do this for real in no time. And it's available for free for News for the Soul supporters. Go to newsforthesoul.com. Look for the free spoon bending kit for details. It's for real and it'll change your life. Newsforthesoul.com. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And we're back. I'm Nicole Whitney, and you're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained, here with Dr. Lynn. He's back, yay, walking us through, or about to, through the process of Ho'oponopono, one of the most life-changing things I've heard about, I think, ever. You want to check it out online, ho'oponopono.org, and you can also go to newsforthesoul.com and click off the link there, but it's H-O-O-P-O-N-O-P-O-N-O.org. And so, Dr. Lynn, how does this work? Where do you start?
So let me give an interesting experience. I'm not sure it's correct for me to give you the name of the person, but I'm going to give you the name of the situation, and if later she wants to reveal her identity, that's fine, but I want to make sure I'm not intruding into her.
Okay.
So she shows up at one of the classes, and she says, I've got this problem. So I've already worked on the list of people attending our class. I've worked on them. As soon as I know who's registered, I begin work on. Here's the situation. She's what she calls a quality engineer, and it's her job to say whether this particular rocket was going to be launched. And this is a real situation. This is a real rocket. This is something that her company has been contracted to do, but they were having all kinds of problems. So when she talked to me, she said, oh, this is what's going on. We're having this. And so I just noticed every time there's a problem, I'm always there. So I was always doing the cleaning. And then she came back a second time, a second class. And she said, you know, what was so incredible is she did the cleaning with the situation that she experienced as having problems with the rocket, the technical, or whatever, the weather. And anyway, the rocket went up. And she said, not only did the rocket go up, the rocket itself was the targeting. It that when the rocket went up and the satellite was put in place, the satellite was put almost in that perfect target area, And so that satellite was able then to have an extended 7 years of additional life that otherwise it would not have had. She said that's how straight on this rocket was and the satellite got put in place. But they were having all kinds of problems with it.
So that's what this cleaning can do. It can.
But what you're doing with the cleaning is putting everything back in step. So the cleaning is, let's say you do the cleaning before you come on the radio. What the cleaning is like, you're like the concert master coming in at the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, and you take out your instrument and you go, and then everybody tunes in. Anybody that's out of tune with that, everybody gets tuned in. The piccolo, the drums, the whatever, all of the instruments. Oh, now you're all ready to go. And this is what this cleaning does. If one person decides to be 100% responsible and be at peace with himself first, everything else goes into peace. And that's what she did with this rocket. Everything, the weather, the people, the administration, the equipment, she began to do this process to get everybody tuned into their perfect alignment with themselves and with the divinity. And that's when she did it, off went the rocket, and the rocket, it was an incredible. She said the placement of the satellite was so perfect, it got an extended 7 years of life. Yeah.
I mean, that's a vast point. Like, you're saying that it doesn't matter. 8,000 guys who aren't doing this can be working on that rocket, and then of course the elements of nature, you know, and everything else, and one of us can do this work.
Because we all have in common shared histories. In other words, it's like a carpet. You don't look at the carpet as a single piece. The carpet has many strands, but the strands are all interconnected. And you can take one guy to tune into the divinity and say, I don't know what's going on, but I would like to make amends. Well, you're the concert master. You're coming in, you do your instrument like concert masters do on their violin, and then once you get tuned in, everybody tunes into you or to the divinity. Now everybody, and you don't even have to be conscious of it, because 11 million bits of information played every second, and we're only aware of 15 of them. So this process takes only one person. Peace begins with me, not anybody else. If I can get tuned up, everybody's got to get, and that's what happened at the hospital. So instead of having paints peel after they paint the walls, now we had the paint stay up. We didn't have any more flushing of the toilets, nobody on it. We didn't have any showers going on. The improvement in absenteeism with staff got better. Instead of having professional people take care of patients, the patients were able to take care of themselves. I mean, that's what you want. You want everybody to be in tune with themselves, and only when they're in tune with themselves, they're able to fulfill the destiny for which they came.
Is it true that you didn't even see those patients?
Oh, yeah. But it's more correct to say I didn't have any therapy with them. In other words, I would walk the ward not for the purpose of therapy. I would walk the ward to see whatever it is that I need to correct in me. For example, if I walked the ward and one of the nurses would say, you know, he's really agitated today, I would start the cleaning. What is going on in me that we're experiencing agitation? Because we share in common memories. We're all tied into ourselves by these memories. So we want to be clear. I want the audience to be clear. The mind is perfect. What is not perfect is the data that it carries, the memories. That's what we're working on. We're working on common memories, so that no matter who talks to me, I'm only looking for the common memory that we experience that I may not be aware of. Again, going back to 11 million pieces of data, I'm only aware of 15. Maybe somebody in Africa is aware of the other 15, so around the world, all these memories are playing, but it only takes one person. It only takes one person. The only question is who's going to be 100% responsible, and that's a tough one. Most of the time, I don't even know that I'm being 100%. Maybe I'm annoyed and irritable and not knowing. Huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just so vast. I mean, yeah. You know, if what you're saying is true, then this is like... huge beyond conception.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're able to go and not actually put criminally insane people never expected to leave through this kind of cleaning, no therapy, and they get well and go home, one person, what can one person actually do with this then?
A person has to be 100% responsible. But you know, but the way I was trained, and bless the training program, I got a PhD from the University of Iowa, master's from the University of Utah. They did the best job they could, but I was trained to help other people. This process is only about looking at yourself and being at peace with yourself by clearing the garbage that we share in common that create problems for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking of using an example that came up recently where I thought, I bet you Dr. Lin would know what to do here.
Yeah.
Where I was aware of a situation where, you know, we get pretty nice mail overall for the most part, but now and then you get some real yucky, you know?
But that's the best kind of mail, because you don't care, you know, it's like that famous person who came, we're not interested in those... quote data that pure peace and bliss. We're looking for that stuff that isn't. And so I like that stuff. When somebody says to me, "Oh, this is baloney," I go, "Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with me. I really appreciate that." As opposed to shaking, great stuff. No, it's the downside that's really wonderful to know, because you get to work on it. You know?
So you get to work on it. So it's the opportunity to clear it
out. Yeah, I just in my mind, the Ho'oponopono, the definition is to correct an error, and the error is corrected by saying, "I'm sorry, please forgive me," and then allow the divinity to void and cancel the data that we experience as problems. Yeah. So the Ho'oponopono is, "I'm sorry, please forgive me," and then allow divinity to cancel. That's the simple process, yeah.
So now you're not physically saying that to anyone else.
No, I'm just in my mind. So there are certain processes that I've learned over the years that I use to ask divinity to cancel memories in me, and if it's canceled in me, it'll get canceled in you. So I'm not invading your privacy. I'm only looking at what's going on in me that I have in common with you. And if you're not going to be 100% responsible, well, then if I wait up on you, I got a long wait. But if I'm willing to be 100% responsible, then that's great. And I want to be 100% responsible. Because I can't depend on anybody to bring peace to my life, because that's not their responsibility. That's mine.
Well, it really seems to be the ultimate choosing, the ultimate self-empowerment, really just completely, I mean, you're talking about completely just setting the tone and buying out of all of the stuff we're sort of attached to here.
Oh, yeah. It's like I just got back from doing 4 weekend trainings in Montreal, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and Milpitas, California. If I didn't do my cleaning before, that is, look at canceling information that I needed to cancel out before anybody showed up, then somebody may have showed up already unhappy, yeah? And I would have been stuck with that when I could have gotten it sooner, yeah?
So if someone showed up in that state, what would you do in that moment?
I'm sorry?
If someone showed up in that state, then what would you do in that moment?
I would take 100% responsibility. What's going on in me that I need to let go of, that this experience is coming up, as opposed to saying, when I grew up in Waianae, in a very tough neighborhood, what I grew up to say is, "What's your problem?" Isn't that what we say to people? "What is your problem?" As opposed to, "What is the problem in me that I can have canceled?" Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe let's walk us through that example. I mean, that's what I was saying when I got that email, like, what the hell?
Okay,
you know?
Okay. First of all, I would always be cleaning. I would not wait for an email to show up in my life.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to show up, but I want to prevent any problems from surfacing if it's correct to prevent. Now, some problems will have to show up. Now, why? I have no ideas. But I want to prevent. So Ho'oponopono is about preventing So if I'm going to go, like I took several several trips on an airplane, I clean, what's the name of the airplane? What is the schedule? What are the airports? I mean, I'm working on that, and usually I don't care what happens. If the plane is late, I could care less. I mean, I want it to do whatever it wants to do, as opposed to having expectations, yeah.
So it's not about attaching to an outcome.
I'm sorry?
So it's not about attaching to a certain outcome.
Oh, no. Outcomes are the job of the intellect. It's called expectation. That's what kills people. And that expectation is just a memory replaying. So I just constantly working. I had a person who took a class up in Milpitas from Austin, Texas. He emailed me later, and he said, you know, I had to wait 6 hours. My plane was delayed 6 hours. And then he said, and I realized I had a chance to outline a book that I've already committed to write for a publishing company. But you see? But he was telling me probably before that he'd be annoyed and irritable, and he'd be trying to get another airline out. Listen, nothing happens by accident. The idea is to be at peace, you know?
So how does the aspect of setting goals come into that? Is that attaching?
I don't myself do that, but let's say somebody says to me, I've set some goals for our company. I wouldn't say to the person, well, I wouldn't do that. I would start, first of all, I would start cleaning, and if the person was interested, then I would show the person how he could clean so that having set goals, fine, But that person would be open for whatever unexpected miracles that may show up. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So set the goals. Again, it's something that I don't do, but people do that. That's great. Then you should be cleaning so that now you set the goal, but you're willing to have it go the way it needs to go. Yeah. You need to kind of say, oh, all of a sudden something go up and you go, wow, that's great. I didn't realize. But let's say you're set and you got your focus only on that goal. You're going to miss a lot of opportunities that will show up. It's called inspirations. Inventiveness.
It limits the possibilities. Probably,
I'm sorry?
It limits the perspective and possibilities.
Not only does it limit possibilities, it creates disease. Then the company... let's say everybody in the company have different ideas of where the company should go, right? But if you're cleaning, you're going to line everybody up, no matter what goals you have. You're going to line, you want everybody to be in tune with themselves, because as long as they're themselves, they will contribute to the welfare of the company. But if they're not tuned in, they're out of step, you can have millions of goals and you go nowhere. And, you know, there have been great companies that have bitten the dust lately, you know, who had intentions.
So people could be doing this for family interactions, relationships?
Mostly they want to do it for themselves. They want to be at peace. As long as they're at peace with themselves, they will notice everything around them is peaceful. As soon as something goes out of step, you go, uh-oh, what do I need to let go of so that things can be put back in step? But people only show up in our lives to show us that we're either in step or out, huh? And most of the time, I don't even know whether I'm in or out, so I'm constantly cleaning. Constantly.
Wow. So that's the first thing that you do? What is it in me?
I'm sorry?
Is that the first thing you do when something comes up? You're questioning, what is it in me?
It's such a habit already. I rarely not clean unless something happens. I remember years ago, I was in a room, and somebody tapped me on the back, and I turned around, and they hugged me. This is what they do in Hawaii. And all of a sudden, I had a pain in my chest. I mean, a tremendous pain. And as that pain came up, I began my cleaning. But I think I could have prevented that, huh?
So how do you know?
I know what?
If you could have prevented it.
I don't know. That's why I'm always cleaning. I'm just... cleaning and cleaning. You have to do it. It's like our friend Jesus said, you know, if you're Christian, the path home is very straight and narrow. The path being you, being 100% responsible, and saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Because that's when you take Buddhism, all the religions of the world, when you take them down to their essence, it's about forgiveness. But we don't practice that nowadays. We're too busy being otherwise, yeah.
Setting goals and pointing fingers.
Oh, yeah. You probably had that experience yourself, right? In the kind of life that we're up, and we can't help it. And that's the other thing I think is important. Nobody can help it. If people get into blame, if you're in a relationship, let's say I'm in a relationship and somebody is very blameful, they can't help it. So I just get to the cleaning. I mean, nobody can help. If a memory bugs them, listen, who am I to say, listen, you should get your act together? Because talking to people doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change people. You may control them, but at some point they're going to break out of that. Why not bring peace to yourself so they experience you as peaceful so that they can be at peace with themselves? Yeah.
So when you say you're cleaning all the time,
yeah,
what exactly does that mean?
So let me give an example of a cleansing tool that I use. So before I eat anything, in my mind, I say to the food, I love you. I love you. If I'm bringing anything to this situation that would cause me to feel ill as I'm eating you, it's not you. It's not even me. It's something that triggers that I'm willing to be responsible for. But I'm always saying to things, including mother died recently, and we were working on that, and I said to her, you know, we'll simply say to your mother, we love you. I love you. And she had a terrific experience. She could hear her mother say thank you on the way out. Mother's soul is leaving. She could hear the mother say thank you very much, and I love you.
Wow.
Don't we want that? As opposed to people dying in grief.
Yeah, and it's always such a horrible thing.
Oh, not only horrible, but it's costly. I mean, if when you are in grief, you do things that you ordinarily would not do.
It's also the source of one of our biggest fears that keeps us...
Yeah, and it's just a memory. We're willing to work on that because the cells in our... If we just go to the physical, there are master cells in our bodies that generate all the other cells. But those cells have memories of having died before. You know that?
Uh-huh, I do. So
they have memories of all the previous deaths of ancestors, right? So if an ancestor had died from diabetes or heart problem, that memory is in the cell, that DNA of that cell. And so unless you correct that person may experience that in this generation and pass it on. Why not cancel it?
So you must be, when you say you're cleaning all the time, you're not kidding.
Oh, I'm not kidding. It's cleaning more than every breath I take, yeah? Unless I do it, because the memories are so, I mean, there's a lot of it, as my daughter used to say, Papa, there's a lot of doo-doo going on. Lots of it. And so I'm willing to work on those, because if I don't, then I'll be sick. I'll be unhappy. I'll be confused. I'll be blameful. And it's not a pretty place to be.
No, indeed not, but many are there.
Yeah, and they can't help it. So when people, I read the newspaper, watching television, I'm always cleaning. What's one that I should experience this, you know?
Wow. So you say, what is it in me, or you...
No, I just started the cleaning.
You start the cleaning. You do the I love you.
Yeah, when you called, I could hear the phone ring. I already began the call. Oh, there she is. Thank you. I love you. There's other processes in my mind I'm using. I'm watching the telephone that I have. I have a special process on it. As people call in, that thing gets cleaned up. By the time I reach for it, it's going to be less potent if it's any kind of problem. So I'm geared in my office. I'm geared to start canceling. Yeah.
So you've got to be conscious and mindful of everything. I mean, it's How do you get to a point where you can be that aware?
Well, I think the way to start is you got like the Chinese say, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So in our house, the water that we drink is called blue soul water, so it's a cleaning process. So I always have water around and I'm drinking. I get in the habit of drinking. As I drink, it's petitioning divinity to cancel, and I don't know what is being canceled. There's certain foods I eat that cancel. There's a breathing process that cancels. There's a physical exercise. So my whole life is geared to fulfill the purpose for which I came, and that is to clear my mind of problems so that I can be what God created me to be, pure in heart. So blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So somebody asked me the other day, what does aloha mean? And well, the word aloha is it's a very profound word. And aloha means to be in the presence of, and ha means God. So when you say aloha to somebody, you're acknowledging that that person is God, or God personified. Yeah. So I want to fulfill that lifestyle to make sure that I'm cleaning, so I acknowledge that everything in my life is God personified. Yeah. But it's tough to do. I want to be honest with people. There isn't a day that doesn't go by in which I'm not annoyed, irritable, saying how calm, thinking, blaming. But at least I'm aware of it. I go, oops, I can get back, and I can get back to the cleaning. But I stumble all the time. There isn't a day that doesn't go by in which I'm overwhelmed by this stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because, I mean, at some point, we're so programmed, and we've got that autopilot mode.
That's a good way of putting it. It's Garfunkel's song, The Pattern, where he's singing the song that goes something like from the moment of my birth to the instant of my death, there are patterns I must follow, just I must breathe each breath. we're stuck in these patterns, and we can't help it.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I mean, I mentioned this when we talked the first time, you know, I've had little instances where absolute, total, real magic miracles happen just out of taking myself out of that kind of energy and replacing it with something positive, you know, and no interaction with the other person, but seeing completely different result. That really got my attention. Yeah. So I know what you're saying is so important, and maybe what we can do is get our last break out of the way. You mentioned you have different processes and stuff. Yeah. I know you do trainings. We're going to make sure we tell people about that and how to find you and stuff. Yeah. But if you could walk us through maybe a breathing thing or something when we come back. That would be great. Okay, we're talking to Dr. Lett about Ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono.org. And if you missed any of the show, newsforthesoul.com, go there later. You can hear all our shows for free. I think this is one of the most important shows that we've ever done, because, you know, man, if you're able to change that kind of situation in that many people, yourself, what can we all, imagine if 5 of us were doing this all the time. I mean, my God, you know, this is so vast, so huge, and so potentially life-changing.
That's why I teach it, because if I can get more people to do it, it's a benefit to me.
It's huge. I mean, it's almost too huge for the mind to get around. So, but let's come back and walk through that. Newsforthesoul.com. That's where you go to hear the show if you missed any of this. And we'll be back with Dr. Lynn and more about Ho'oponopono right after this.
Reduce stress, trauma, and pain in your life now with Susan Mavity's Guided Imagery CD, An Angel's Journey. Others who have heard this incredible audio say the vibrational sounds and words left them feeling refreshed and inspired, and they quickly felt connected to their sacred heart core, that mysterious place within where all things are possible. Discover more about the Angel's Journey CD now by visiting Susan Mavity online at www.guideyourspirit.com.
Hi everybody, Nicole here from News for the Soul. I just had my very first personal session one-on-one with the Wonders, who you've heard channeled here on the show before. And the experience was so profound for me that I wanted to make sure you knew that this service was also available for you too. During my session, I really felt like I was connecting with a consciousness that could truly see beyond the surface. Here's a clip from my session now.
Now, what we see in your body is a number of things. First, we see that your liver needs the water. It's imperative. You need to flush out the toxins out of your body, because no matter what you do, the result is that you eventually will end up with cancer if you continue with the process you're moving down. Mainly, the choice to love yourself to the point where you are no longer stressing yourself. Giving you a physical protocol, but from an emotional perspective, we assure you everything we discussed in this session is imperative to you.
The amount of detail that came through for me in issues I'm working on in my own life in the session was amazing, and I'm really happy to recommend these personal sessions with the Wonders to anyone who's really ready to move forward in their lives. But be warned, it's like being naked in a whole new way. If you're really ready, go now to thewonders.com. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2.
And we're back. I'm Nicole Whitney, and this is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Definitely, we've got it all going on today, because Dr. Lynn is here talking about Ho'oponopono, which could very well be one of the most important life-changing processes I've ever heard of. Absolutely, hands down. Ho'oponopono, kind of just like it sounds, .org is the website, or go to our website and find the link there, newsforthesoul.com. And so Dr. Lynn, I mean, it's a lot to cram in an hour and to really get, especially get our brain around, you know, but we've taken a good run at it. But if we could walk through maybe one of these exercises.
At the website, www.ho'oponopono.org, there's an article that I've written called Who's in Charge? And in that article, towards the end, there are four problem-solving processes that petition divinity to cancel problem memories, okay? So there are foods up there called strawberries and blueberries that cancel problem memories. There's a process called I Love You that cancels problem memories. There are the thank you process, and then there's the water process. So I want to go back to the word Hawaii, and I can do it really quickly. So the word Hawaii means the breath and the water of divine, of the divinity. Yeah. So the ha process is, the breathing process is a canceling process. So it's very simple to do. So you're sitting on a chair on the floor, and you breathe in. So as you breathe in, you're mentally counting to 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And you hold for a count of 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And you exhale for a count of 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And you hold for a count of 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's one round, and what you do is you do 7 rounds of that, and the number 7 is the number represents to be at one with God. Yeah, so that's the breathing process. You do 7 rounds of the ha, which represents the first sound of the word Hawaii. Then the Y, W-A-I, is water of the divinity, and the water is very simple to make. You get a clear glass. You get a blue glass bottle. You fill it up with tap water, and you put it out in the sun or under an incandescent lamp for at least a half an hour. Better an hour, but a half an hour will do it. So once the water gets solarized through the green, through the blue glass, then you can begin to drink the water. As you drink the water cancels memories. Do you have any questions?
Well, I was going to say maybe we should explain that, what you mean by it cancels memories.
Well, it cancels. What happens is the Ho'oponopono is a process that says to the divinity, I'm sorry, which is being repentful. Number 2, please forgive me, which is forgiveness. And then 3 is what I call transmutation, or a process in which only the divinity can reach down into the subconscious mind and take a problem memory and neutralize it. That's the first process. It neutralizes the memory, and then after the memory is neutralized, it removes that memory into storage, and now the mind is blank. And since the mind is blank, that means no memory, no problem, so the mind is at peace again. And then once the mind goes into this emptiness or this peacefulness, then divinity comes through with inspiration. And as the inspiration comes in, that could be talent that's unique to you. It could be insights. It could be whatever. But the transmutation part is the canceling, and that can only be done by the divinity.
Sounds like all of the things that you've mentioned, too, are very much about being present.
It's very much about being 100% responsible.
Now, so you mentioned the ha, the breathing that cleanses, and the y for water.
Water, yeah.
What else is there?
And then that's the e. So the word Hawaii itself, it's pronounced correctly. So it's ha, va, e becomes a cleansing process, because it is Hawaii represents the breath and the water of the divinity. Yeah. So if I do anything, I begin the process. I can use Ha-Ba-E as a cleaning tool. I can use I love you. I can use thank you. I can drink the blue solar water. I can do my breathing, and all of these processes, we're saying to divinity, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for whatever is going on in me that I'm experiencing the world being a certain way. And then divinity receives the petition, and then at the divinity's discretion, divinity then sends down the mana, which is an energy that comes down spiritually, mentally into the subconscious, and it begins to work on the memory, problem memory. It neutralizes it first, and then that neutralized energy is pulled out and stored, and then there's the mind is left empty, and in an empty mind, the mind then is able to receive inspiration from the divinity, called the E at the end of Hawaii. Ba-E. So you actually then hear the voice, you get the feeling, you get the direction, you get the talent of the divinity, because you're a divine being. But the mind can only serve one master at a time. It's either going to serve memory replaying problems, or it's going to serve divinity, which is inspiration, yeah. But yeah, the intellect has a choice. Does it want to be run by problems, or does it want to be run by inspiration? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tough choice, not.
Especially when there's 11 million memories playing per second.
Oh, man. Yeah. All kinds of problems that we don't even know about yet.
Oh, yeah. So you end up with prostate cancer that could have been canceled, breast cancer. We did a study for a PhD program at the University of Hawaii, and the person, what the data showed, that Ho'oponopono had a direct impact on problems dealing with the heart. Yeah, it lowered high blood pressure significantly. And so, if anybody's interested in that, they can ask for that study at the website. At hoponopono.org, and I can have the author respond and send that information to anybody interested in the relationship between being 100% responsible and the lowering of blood pressure. Yeah?
You talk about it being preventative. What about if someone's already manifested, full-blown cancer?
Then this reminds me of a story when I was in Spain. I didn't realize that this was in Valencia, there was an American in the room, at the back of the room, because it was being translated in Spanish. And she raised her hand. She said she had a grandson that she prayed for, that he wouldn't die. And this grandson had, I don't know whether it was cancer, but it was a young guy, and he died anyway. She said, "How come?" I said, "Maybe you were praying for the wrong person, huh?" So let's say I have a client who's been on radiation treatment. So she calls me and she says, "I just found out I have breast cancer. So I've already started, and so I've been working on it. Now I can only tell you this specific client. So now I've been working her for maybe about 6 months now, And so on her last treatment, when she went by, she didn't have it. Yeah. Now, that could be coincidental. I don't know what it is, but we work on it. And
well, this is the thing. I mean, if you're able to clear out a criminally insane ward without any therapy, just by doing this, then we must be able to impact something in the so-called physical.
Now, you know, you gotta watch for expectations. Yeah, I had a case where a mother, a daughter of a woman, and the mother was very, very ill and sick and dying, and so the daughter asked me for help. And I had to remind the daughter that the cleaning has nothing to do with expectations. We're not cleaning to save anybody's lives. What we're cleaning is to have whatever is perfect and right happen, and to have it peacefully. Yeah. And so as we did the cleaning, what happened is that one night that I was doing the cleaning, I heard this lady say to me, "Tell my daughter to let me go."
Mm.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So again, not attaching.
About getting, quote, our desired response. The cleaning is about getting that kind of consequence or effect that are perfect and right. And we don't know that. But in this particular case, the mother was saying to me, "Tell my daughter to let me go." And so, it's. This cleaning is profound because you're dealing directly with the divinity, and divinity knows what it can do. Its job. My only responsibility is to say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me." Divinity's responsibility is to do whatever. So I can't do divinity. If I do this cleaning, I want this result. This is what we do, don't we?
Uh huh. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to clean, but I want this result. Well. I'm in the process of writing. We just started putting together a book about this cleaning and how it deals with making money, how it deals. So it ought to be an interesting outcome. I don't know what it'll look like when it's done. But
well, when it is done, I hope you'll come back and tell us more about it, because I'm sure we're just starting a conversation here.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you having me on and giving me a chance to clean my stuff with everybody.
I'm curious, did you clean me?
Oh, of course. I've been cleaning you since I knew where I was going to be on this radio program.
I'm going to have you on regularly.
Just say I love you to everybody.
And I do. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr.
Thank Lynn. You. It was a great pleasure for me. Have a nice day.
You too. Ho'oponopono.org is where you go.
Yes.
And if you missed any of the show, newsforthesoul.com is also where you got it all for you all the time. And stay on the line, Dr. Lynn. I'm going to ask you about when we can hook up next. So
Okay. This
is the beginning of the Ho'oponopono adventure, I'm sure, but this is so huge, so vast. From what we've been talking about in this hour, man, if one person can do that, what can we all do? You know? Think about it. On that note, I'll leave you with that, and we'll see you on Saturday, next News for the Soul show. Have a great one, everyone, and we love you.
This has been News for the Soul with Danyon Brinkley and Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.